This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Authorities say the body of a 2-year-old Lansing, Michigan girl who disappeared late Sunday has been found in Detroit. Lansing Police Chief Ellery Sosby says he's deeply saddened to report that the search for Winter Cole Smith has come to an end.
This investigation has moved from a missing child case to a homicide investigation. We will be coordinating with our federal partners in Lansing and Detroit, as well as local and federal prosecutors, as we continue to investigate and determine the appropriate new charges.
The suspect is the former boyfriend of the child's mother. He's in custody and currently charged with attempted murder for allegedly stabbing his ex-girlfriend and stealing her car. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is proposing an end to cannabis testing for members of the military. Details from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Florida Republican wants to amend the National Defense Authorization Act, a must-pass bill that funds the military, among other things. The amendment would end cannabis testing when troops are enlisting or accepting a commission as an officer. An increasing number of recruits are testing positive, especially those who live in states where marijuana is legal for recreational or medicinal use. The New York Times reports almost 33% more recruits failed the test last year than just 2 years earlier. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The Secret Service is investigating the discovery of a bag of suspicious white powder at the White House that is tested positive for cocaine. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
A law enforcement official says Secret Service officers found it on the ground floor of the West Wing near an area where visitors taking tours are asked to leave their phones.
Questions about tipping are apparently still a big issue these days. CBS's Allison Keys.
A Texas woman's pizza delivery is going viral after the delivery person cursed her out over a $5 tip. She says the order was $20, and on the video you can see him ringing the doorbell. She answers, thanks him, and he turns around and says, it's a nice house for a $5 tip. The woman asked TikTok folk what she should have done, and Biddy noted that he got a 25% tip and should be pleased. One person commented, I guess he was expecting you to give him the house as a tip. Allison Keys, CBS News.
After a holiday marred by violence with mass shootings in Philadelphia, Fort Worth, and more, mental health experts warn of the effects that direct and indirect exposure to these traumatic events are having on Americans. University of California Irvine psychological science professor Dr. Allison Holman.
The more people engage with some of the graphic imagery and all of that, increases the risk of them having mental health symptoms.
Alaska Airlines says a passenger threatened one of its flight attendants, and there was mention of a bomb. The plane landed safely in Spokane Airport, and a bomb squad called in. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
HelpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Social media for specific shows and hosts.
Flatbread, yeah. unless there's goat cheese on it. Pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school.
They knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle, and it is gorgeous. Every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there because I'm that much of a podunk hick.
Magic people, voodoo people. Ooh, I like this one.
This is the Prodigy.
The Prodigy. Okay, yeah. Jane, what do you how do you rate this one?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Have you thought much about how you personally are gonna deal with the onslaught of AI in the next election? 844-967-2789. You know, in the same way in 2008, all of a sudden there was social media and Facebook and things to deal with in the that election. The 2024 presidential race is going to be the AI election. And there's very little evidence so far that there's going to be any regulation ahead of time, whether that's through laws and the government or self-regulation from any of the tech companies. And so it feels like it's just going to be on our shoulders to start to like figure out what is true, what is not true. And I'm just curious if you've thought about this and how you even deal with it today with misinformation when you are trying to get the news. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this very smoky Tuesday. Holy moly, Greg Bach. Can you breathe when you're outside right now, or is it a little hard?
Well, we're coming from outside. I'm just kidding. No, yeah, this is weird.
It is weird, right?
It's because it's not like it's misty. It's you feel like you're walking through something.
Yeah, like walking out into the yard today to walk the dog. I was like, well, it smells like a campfire, and it is hazy. So make sure you are checking the air advisories in your location and maybe spend less time outside if you don't have to be outside, because I don't think this is good for anyone, let alone if you have any health conditions or asthma or the like. But Greg, what do you think? How do you think you're going to deal with all the AI disinformation that's coming down the pipe?
I just have this idea that if you're honest enough to tell me it's made with AI, I'm gonna be like, well, I don't believe it to begin with. Like, I don't know. I won't trust it. It's not the robots are taking over, or as you know, Mr. Rogers says, the robots. It's such a technology in its mass infancy.
it's to the masses in its infancy, that before it could ever become trusted or something that's not almost laughable in its design, you're going to be like, it's going to be a few years before I'm like, all right, I'll trust you. I want to hear it from a
But isn't person. The point that you won't be able to recognize it as AI?
Well, yes, but nowadays no one will shut up about how much it's AI. They're like, oh, we made this commercial with AI. I'm like, yeah, that was a political commercial. That's scary. You know what I mean? Like, no one's, at this point, I haven't come across anyone digging up a thing of like, oh, this ad or this commercial or this news story is totally AI generated and nothing's, like, there was no submersible.
Fair enough. So I'm bringing this up because there was the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado happened, and this was a big topic there. And it basically is talking about how artificial intelligence and generative bots like ChatGPT are basically, as of right now, poised to upend modern American politics. And it's kind of the 2.0 version of what happened when social media reset the playbook in 2008. And of course, for the doomers out there, this is a huge red flag as far as what does this mean for democracy. And it's like the idea that the campaigns that could happen, like could come out, are going to be full of false information for anyone that can even generate it. Is, and like every side, every grassroots, every politician is going to have access to be able to use generative AI to do harm to their opponents, because there is now going to be, stick with me, new open source technology. One's been released by Meta, and it's known as, this feels like the conversation where we were talking, this is a couple weeks ago, we were talking about weird names.
Yeah.
It's LLAMA, but it's capital L, capital L, lowercase a, capital M, A. So, llama?
I want a llama.
I always, from my Spanish, the little Spanish I took in high school, a double L, I think, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yana.
So, is it llama? Yeah. I don't know, but there is
me
a
and my
new...
Llama. Me and my llama.
There's a new... But it makes it possible for anyone in their basement to create far-reaching and fake influence campaigns.
That doesn't sound good.
I know. And so these different people at this Ideas Fest in Aspen, Ron Klain, who is a former chief of staff to President Biden, said that campaigns are going to need to shift their approach to counter AI. He pointed to how Ron DeSantis and the RNC have already used fake images to attack Biden so far. And so, like, what they think they know they need to do is just, like, get Biden out there and, like, connecting with people directly. But I'm trying to think for you personally, you at home listening, like, how do you navigate this? Like, what do you even do today? And we've kind of talked about this before. So I was like, what news do you trust? But this takes it to an even greater level of how do you manage to try to navigate the news cycle and understand what's real and what's not and what's true and what's not? Do you just have like your sources that you trust, or like what are the check points that you've already put in place to like be able to verify? Because like I don't even know for myself. Like I have the things that I check, and I, you know, this is kind of the balance I feel like sometimes with like the criticisms of mainstream media is that they're owned by bigger companies and they have an agenda and blah 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 and private equity and yada yada yada. But also like they also have to go through like rigorous fact checking, like the New York Times. As we, I know when Dan Schaefer, who is going to be joining the show at 10:30 today from the recombobulation area, when he had his piece published in the New York Times last fall, he was talking about like the editing process was intense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With the New York Times. So like some of these publications that like their reputation, this is, they live and die by their reputation. You can trust that there is also like a fact checking process versus just things that get released by anybody who has access to a social media platform. And so I'm really interested in hearing from you on, if you feel prepared for this next election cycle and what kind of information, misinformation, and disinformation is going to be thrown at you. 844-967-2789. We got Tony Zimmerman saying a lot of things on our Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. Watch us, in addition to listen to us, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, which you can find at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony Zimmerman saying, very surprised Trump didn't claim the new audio about top secret documents wasn't fake and generated by some AI.
Well, now he's going to. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, way to give him some tips. But that's actually a good point, because now it becomes the both sides of you can create something out of nothing, but also real something that actually happened. You're like, well, that's actually fake. Like, who's going to be the arbiter of, like, what is real and what is not?
I mean, that's the thing. No, I mean, no one can be, because Dolly Parton, let's go back to her. Because honestly, like, it's the thing is, if I say it, someone's going to say, well, you're a liberal snowflake, of course you're going to say that's fake. Or if it's someone on the right, we're not going to trust them. So who is trusted enough to do that?
I know.
Walter Cronkite's dead. We can't trust him. He's dead. And most people don't know who I'm talking about right there.
No, I bet most of the listeners who are listening to the show live right now definitely know who Walter Cronkite is.
I'm talking to our Zoomers right now who are listening.
I don't know how many Zoomers listen to this show. I got to be totally honest. I like whenever I look at what I can tell on social media from demographics who follow As Goes Wisconsin, it's like mostly millennial Gen X.
Yeah.
Some boomer. I've yet to reach the Gen Z, unless they're super into politics, I've realized.
Yeah, totally.
But we would love to hear from you. I got a couple more things from Joe and Tony that I want to read, but would love to hear from you of how are you planning to deal with the upcoming onslaught of AI? And does some of it just want to make you just tap out entirely? I'd be like, I'm going to trust my gut instinct. I'm just going to keep getting news where I get news from and not worry about the noise. But it's coming, whether we like it or not. And big tech is only dialing back its misinformation policy. Like this is YouTube, Twitter, like across the board, things that were put in place around COVID and election denial and stuff. A lot of those policies are getting rolled back. And so what are you going to do? Because you can't just wait for Congress to do something. We can't just wait for big tech to necessarily regulate itself. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And we'll end on this before we go to a break. Joe McClear says on the Facebook live stream, I just asked ChatGPT, how should I deal with AI in the 2024 election? It said, don't worry, we'll take good care of you, future human battery.
Ooh, the Matrix.
All right, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. How are you going to deal with AI during this next election? 844-96-PARTY. We will be right back.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It looks great overnight with partly cloudy skies, light northwest winds at 54 degrees early Thursday morning. By afternoon, sunshine at 76. More clouds on the way for Friday. Highs near 80 degrees. We could have some showers and storms by the time we start the weekend. Right now, it's 64.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Matthew and Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. By the way, some good news, everybody. Good news for baseball tickets to give away. Four baseball tickets, Cincinnati Reds, the game by the Brewers against the Cincinnati Reds. Their homestand continues this Friday. This Friday, 7:10 p.m., first pitch this Friday. Remember, you just call this number. Calvin will answer, and we're just going to give these tickets to people who call and are able to use them. So just do it, and the sooner you do it, the more likely you are to get tickets. I'll tell you what, the Brewers are hot. Great team. I don't know, you saw that game the other, I don't know if you did. They were behind 6-0, then 6-3. Guy comes in, this guy that they just acquired that day. He walks into the clubhouse with his gear. Nobody knows who he is. Puts on a uniform. Nobody even seen him. He's in the lineup, gets up, bases loaded. Greg Council's a great coach, took a chance on him. The guy hits a double, clears the bases at 6-6, and the Brewers go on to win against the Cubs. Some of these games, and I'm not kidding, some of these games are unbelievable. They're exciting to watch. These are the best seats in the house. You'll see the fastball coming right at you. Excellent. And by the way, if you like the Brewers, as I do, you can listen on Civic Media to these games. You can listen to them. In the Fox Valley, you can simply go on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, Fox Valley, or Richland Center, WRCE News, the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Terrific, really terrific. We'll go on the computer and listen to them that way. Through Civic Media. So I hope somebody you enjoy it. Whoever gets the tickets this time, call in. Calvin is the guy. And I'm going to just finish up with this idiot judge down in Louisiana. Now, technically, because we have spent what? Since 1788, George Washington first became president, we've gotten used to a federal judiciary that's by and large honest. And isn't crazy. And I gotta say this to federal judges. Many of you, most of you are outstanding. You're very honest. I clerk for one of the best, the Honorable Thomas Fairchild, Chief Judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago when he was the Chief Judge. Learned a lot. He was a wonderful mentor and a wonderful man. And that's the way most of the judges are. But you have some rotten apples in there. You have rotten apples who are betraying the Constitution. This injunction by the guy down in Louisiana betrays the Constitution, telling Biden and his crew, his administration, the FBI, they can't communicate with social media, even to call them up and say, and this is how they communicate. This isn't Russia. You can't make them do anything, but you call them up and you say, look, what you put on about vaccines is dangerous. is false. What you put out about the election, saying this guy saying that it was stolen, is frankly false. You should put on a corrective or put on a tag on it. They can't do any of that because of this punk down in Louisiana. He should be removed from the bench. Eileen Mercedes Cannon should be removed from the bench. Both of them. Worthless, no good. Very worthless, very no good. Go to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's your mind today?
And this is unfortunate. You know, it's really frustrating when I hear all these things because the crimes are adding up as we speak against the former president of the United States. His criminal activities, those involved, you know, all the close people around him, the things that were done to literally take over our Capitol and change the election results and all the people involved, the criminals. Well, I'll tell you something. When this comes to light and he's found guilty, we need to reevaluate every goddamn person he put in a judgeship and their behaviors. They should be on alert because we are documenting every criminal activity they pull right now against a president who has honesty and integrity. And, you know, and we can't even compare the two. It just it makes me sick, Matt. And then the lying that they do, trying to say everything's Biden's fault. And the thing that I got to say real quick, and that is about those poor kids with their college loans. The Republicans don't think twice about giving millionaires and billionaires huge amounts of tax dollars back. They pay hardly nothing. These poor kids are in debt for the rest of their life, and they got ripped off by some of those loans, and they can't refinance them. I hope people learn about this stuff so they're educated when they make their comments.
Right.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks for calling, Gene. Those are excellent comments. I really appreciate it. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, yeah, Matt. I maybe I'm off track here, but I heard in the battleground states, Joe was trailing at this junction. You know, I know it's a long ways to go, but makes me nervous that he's trailing in these battleground states, and I think we're one of them, Wisconsin. I'm not saying he's trailing in this state, but what, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, I'm missing something there, but
yeah. Well, here's the deal. Right now, in Wisconsin, the last Marquette poll, he's ahead of Trump. So, but look, he's only ahead of him by a couple of points. You know, the margin of error is maybe 2.5-3 points. So Trump is close to the margin of error. Biden's ahead of Trump in Pennsylvania, Michigan. I don't know about Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. Those are the six states. I don't know about them. In Georgia, you know, he may be behind Trump. I don't know. The point is, if he had not carried Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, he still would have won last time if he took Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And he took all six of them. So there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. I think that there is still plenty of time for Joe to do very well. But I share your concern because if Trump gets back in, he's a criminal and he is also... basically, his allegiance is to Vladimir Putin. Thanks for calling, Kerry. Going on the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. A tragic ending in the search for a 2-year-old girl in Michigan. Police Chief Ellery Sosby says they found the body of Winter Cole Smith.
This is not the outcome anyone had hoped for. And I promise law enforcement will see that the family gets the justice that they so deserve.
The suspect's the former boyfriend of the little girl's mother. He is in custody. The latest on the cocaine found in the White House. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Officials tell CBS News the Secret Service is examining cameras and entrance logs to determine who had access to the space.
A lot of violence the past few days across the country. Dr. Allison Holman on the effect of these mass shootings.
When people engage with the media about these events, they can become distressed, and that can make them worry about the possibility of there being another one. And then they become more engaged with the media and they become more distressed. So it becomes a negative cycle for a lot of people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening to Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matthew and Rick. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I hate to give Trump any oxygen, but he does these things. I got to mention this. I mean, I really got to mention this. This really offended the heck out of me. So on the 4th of July, very frequently incumbents will issue some kind of message that's good to uplift people, and candidates will do the same thing. What did Trump do on the 4th of July? He put out a meme with a flag, American flag. And I'm not going to say the word because I don't talk that way, and because the FCC, from a license point of view, doesn't permit it. So I'll use the first letter. American flag, 4th of July. Trump puts this out that says F Joe Biden and F you for voting for Joe Biden. You know, there's a level of crudity. There's a level of stupidity. I mean, politics is a three-ring circus. But really, enough's enough. I mean, really, enough's enough. This is the guy on the 4th of July. Now, remember, this is the same guy that sat with Putin in Helsinki, and he was asked in front of international press and television that the FBI and the CIA had determined that the Russians had hacked into the 2016 election to help him, stolen emails. And Trump's sitting there with Putin, and he says, well, I don't know, quote, I don't know why they do that. I asked Putin, and he said he didn't do it. I don't know why he would. Well, how about looking at American history, why he would? Why don't we start with, I don't know, the Crimean War in the 1850s, and then go up to every bit of chicanery and viciousness that the Russians have done throughout their history to us and a lot of European countries. That might be why he'd do it, because he said that he'd like to be Peter the Great, like to be an historic Russian figure. That might be why. But then here's what he does. All caps, you know, he has his social media, True Social. There's this rant. I'll give you the lowlights, not the highlights, the lowlights. His opponents are communists, Marxists, fascists, the corrupt DOJ and the FBI, deranged Jack Smith, where he's very skillful about using words that imply violence, but he thinks he leaves no fingerprints, saying that Jack Smith should rest in peace. This is the kind of stuff he does. Now, you have to, if you're thinking of voting for Donald Trump, or maybe you're thinking of, well, I want to vote Republican, I'm a Republican. The Republican Party that I respected and that you knew was Dwight Eisenhower. It was Lee Dreyfus, governor of Wisconsin. It was Tommy Thompson. It was Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, some very, very upstanding folks, had a lot to say. Dale Schultz, very upstanding folks, Brian Hagedorn. But when you have a crowd that's in there to knife our own constitution and to knife our democracy, and you have somebody like this under criminal indictments, plural, but on the 4th of July, posting an American flag that says F Joe Biden and F you for voting for Joe Biden. Who's this directed to? It's directed to the public. So to anybody who voted for Joe Biden, this clown goes F you. Most good presidents and every great president says that when he gets in, he's going to stand for all the voters and vote for everybody, whether they voted for him or not. They don't on the 4th of July post a flag, American flag, that says F you if you voted for my opponent. He thinks he can get away with that. This is the guy, of course, he said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and I would still get elected. And it turned out he was right, because the Ruskies and Comey, and frankly, Mueller took a bit of a dive in not investigating the Russian influence on Trump, other than to say the obvious, that they had hacked in to help him and he welcomed the help and he shared information with him. But that's not coordination. Oh, really? Really, Mueller? That's not coordination? But here's another one he did that shows just emotional disturbance. Maybe not pure evil, just emotional disturbance. He posted an AI-generated image, so think like Photoshopping, of Trump as George Washington during the Revolutionary War. Google it. It's unbelievable. It's very funny. So there is a picture of Washington, a very famous one, with Trump's head on it and all these Revolutionary War types around him. I really loved the emails that came. There was outrage, but I loved the emails that came right after that. One of them said, well, when Trump was in the Revolutionary War, he falsified records and stole the classified documents. That was excellent. That was very, very excellent. The other one that came was this, quote, he'd sell us out faster than Benedict Arnold. He'd sell us out faster than Benedict Arnold. This is very sad that I'm talking about a former president, even though he got in with Russian help and Comey help, Mueller help, but a former president who's running again, by all accounts, is sort of way ahead in the primary, only in the primary, not in the general, simply because the other people in the Republican primary are so bad. They're ludicrous. They don't even have anybody of any stature whatsoever. We're going to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling us on your mind today, Jack.
Well, the first thing is that when Trump was in the Revolutionary War, oh, that makes him older than Joe Biden, doesn't it? Boy, he can't have very much on the ball himself. More seriously, this is the Republican, fine Republican wine of the 21st century. Goes something like, I'm being investigated. It's a witch hunt. I'm being indicted. These are false charges. I'm in prison under seditious conspiracy. I'm a patriot. So that's what we hear from these guys. It just, it amazes me that people believe this stuff. Right. That's all I have for you today. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Jack, good stuff. Very good stuff. Look, this is not, there are two Republican parties. The Republican Party, when I was growing up, we thought of Dwight Eisenhower. We thought of Mel Laird here in Wisconsin. Later, we thought of Lee Dreyfus, very fine guy, Republican governor, Lee Dreyfus, elected in 1978. Tommy Thompson, you know, he was a personable guy. I mean, you know, disagree with him on a lot of things, but basically, honest guy. He's not going to pull this stuff. Even nowadays, we have Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, frankly, Mitt Romney. I don't agree with Mitt Romney in a lot of stuff, but so what? He voted to convict Trump twice on two impeachments, on Ukraine trying to blackmail Zelensky, and on ginning up January 6th. I've said before facetiously that the real Republican Party, if it still exists, Liz Cheney types, should sue the Trump Republican Party for trademark infringement, trademark theft. They're just using this name. The Republican Party, when Abraham Lincoln was their first nominee, 1860, was what we would think of as the liberal party, the Civil Rights Party. He was too darn liberal for everybody. He was our greatest president. He and George Washington, our greatest president. When you go on up to 1932, from 1860, the Republican Party was a civil rights party. It was the Democrats. Democrats in the 19th century, the slavery party, then after the Confederacy was broken. Even Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, who gets a lot of praise, resegregated the Federal Service. It had been desegregated by Republicans. The fact is, until Al Smith got nominated in 1928, first Catholic to be nominated, governor of New York, he was great. He didn't win. That coalition, the Smith coalition, is what permitted Roosevelt to be elected in 1932. And then we became slowly the Civil Rights Party. And we coexisted with the Republican Party as civil rights parties, both of us. Dwight Eisenhower sent troops down south to integrate schools. He didn't put up with any baloney. Truman, the Democrat, had integrated the military. Then what happened? And then Jack Kennedy got elected. It was great, and the civil rights laws were written. He was assassinated. He was a great president. He was assassinated. Then Lyndon Johnson pushed through some of that. And it came to Nixon. Nixon pursued the Southern strategy. He just got Democratic segregationist senators into the Republican Party. Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. He was a Democrat, originally a Democratic senator. In the 1940s, he switched over. Why did he switch over? In the 1940s, become a Republican? Because he opposed a federal law that was proposed that would have made it a criminal offense to lynch someone because of their race. The segregationist Democrats wanted to protect people who lynched people. Could you believe that? And the lynching statute didn't pass until fairly recently. It was blocked. absolutely blocked. Why was it necessary? Because if people, they said at the time, well, you know, if somebody gets lynched, that's a bad thing. Let the states prosecute it. Are you kidding me? They were all acquitted. They weren't even charged frequently. The prosecutor knew them. He might have even been in the crowd, for Pete's sake. And then they'd be acquitted, and they say, see, justice was served. Well, justice wasn't served. And then Harry Truman wanted to push through an anti-lynching statute, and Strom Thurmond said, that's not for me, and became a Republican. And Nixon absorbed them in, and Ronald Reagan, who did some, I'm a Democrat, he was a Republican, but he was a strong president, he did some good things, but he announced his candidacy in a small town, Philadelphia, Mississippi, down south, that had been the scene of a horrific bombing of Black people. He did that as a signal. He did that as a signal to people in the South that they should vote for him. And it worked. It absolutely worked. So you come on. George H.W. Bush was much more of a traditional Republican, much more of a civil rights-oriented Republican. He really was, George H.W. Bush. You know, the thing is, he was a one-termer. Bill Clinton beat him. Thank God, Bill Clinton was a great president. But George H.W. Bush was sort of an old-timer, you know, a gentleman Republican. I didn't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but there he was. Then, thank God, we had Clinton, and then we had Obama. George W. Bush, the son of George H.W. Bush, soft-pedaled the racial stuff. But Trump has ignited it again. He's ignited it again. And a lot of these clowns that are running against him, they're going on that book. So to Jack and Merrimack, my friend, I would just say this. We are in a different era of history. You're not woke if you don't know history. But I got to get back to something. Guy's running for president. He's a former president. And on the 4th of July, when he sucked up to Putin for 4 years, said we'd get out of NATO. He said that Putin was a genius. This is what he said. That's his word. To invade Ukraine, he would stick a knife in Ukraine. He's not a patriot. I'm not speaking as a Democratic chairman, a former Democratic chairman. Trump is not a patriot. You don't post a flag on the 4th of July that says, F you if you voted for Joe Biden. You just don't do that. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It looks great overnight with partly cloudy skies, light northwest winds at 54 degrees early Thursday morning. By afternoon, sunshine at 76. More clouds on the way for Friday. Highs near 80 degrees. We could have some showers and storms by the time we start the weekend. Right now, it's 64.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
We are going to the lines. We're going to go to the lines first. Lee from Yuba, Wisconsin, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Lee from Yuba, Wisconsin.
Hello.
Yes, Lee.
Well, what I want to say is I love your history lesson. I taught U.S. history in Racine, Wisconsin, and what you're saying is right on. And I think the parties have definitely switched over the years, and the Democratic Party has become the inclusive party and is the most ethical party there is at this point. I guess I've got a vendetta against a lot of religions that teach fear, and they get people riled up about this abortion business. And they kind of negate everything else. They accept lying. They accept a president who can't keep himself to himself. He's always violating somebody. And the church has put up with this crap. And, you know, when they ever say F you, this, that, and something else, these people are just goofy. Kind of question their intelligence and their morals. So anyways, I just wanted to call to say I love what you're saying. Please keep up the good work. We need to get people to get out and vote. And those Republicans, I know quite a number of them that have either left the party or they become independent, but they just cannot tolerate this clown. So anyways, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, Lee. That's a really an uplifting call. Thank you so much. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention our governor today. He signed the budget the Republicans put forth. And the one really, really good thing, because he does have a pretty good line item veto power, is he cut out the tax relief for the very, very wealthy. So I just wanted to mention that today, that I think that's a very, very good thing. The tax cuts will go to people that could really use them. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it. Yeah, I was really glad to see that. Breaking news today, and well, I'm sure we'll be talking about more in the upcoming days, but Governor Evers used his partial veto power. Partial veto power. What is the partial veto power? Well, in some states, and this is true of the federal government, the executive, whether it's the governor or the president, it's up or down. You veto the whole thing or you don't. And if you veto the whole thing, then you don't have a budget. Well, Wisconsin, in its wisdom, probably a relic of the Fighting Bob La Follette era, the old progressive era, they called the Vanna White veto. Why? If you watch Vanna White, she's there moving letters around. In the old days, you could even form new words. I'm not kidding. Or take out the word not and make it shall, you know, that kind of thing. So one of my favorites, my friend Marty Schreiber, when he was governor, they sent him a budget, and there was a provision, and this was true in the past. You may not remember this, but you could designate $1 or $2 from your taxes to go to a political campaign fund. And then if candidates would agree not to raise money over a certain amount, then they would get some money out of that fund. Well, of course, now with dark money and Citizens United, that's kind of a happy memory. But the Republicans insisted on making it It said the money that you designate from your taxes shall not reduce your taxes. And in other words, you'd have to pay more. Now, it's only a buck or two, but people are cheap. So a buck or two. So it originally passed the legislature saying that you can designate a buck or two. It changed over the years, but that was extra. So if you wanted to designate that, you had to put an extra dollar or two onto your tax bill and mail your check in. So Marty just took out the word not and it said shall reduce your tax. And so therefore he took it out of the taxpayer, out of the budget anyway. That's the kind of thing they did. Sometimes they moved it on various lines. Sometimes he would take a number and move it to another line. So he would, you know, the governors would allocate more money than was intended and less money. There was a reform on that. So you can't do the real egregious stuff anymore. Can't do the real egregious stuff. But what you can do is what Wisco Paul is talking about, which is what Evers did. Was there are four tax categories. And what these clowns in the Republican caucus, by the way, they're gerrymandered. You know that. They're gerrymandered. They're not legitimate. The Democrats have won 17 of the last 18 state elections. And statewide, you can't gerrymander a state. But this is, they're essentially, it's a scorpion legislature, and they're illegitimate. And they put through a couple of $1 billion tax break, and the upper, you know, the people making over $400,000 or $500,000 a year got something like a 15% reduction. Then people making something like I think it was 80 to 400 got, you know, a slug, and it actually increased the taxes of people who made $0 to $32,000. I mean, I don't know what these guys with, you know, they think they can smoke a fastball by me or you. Come on, give me a break. So what Evers did was he reduced the tax break from $3.5 billion or what it was to, I don't know, a couple hundred million. But secondly, he made the break for all four categories. So everybody, you know, got a little bit. You know, multimillionaires, you know, relative to their incomes, got essentially nothing. Somebody making $25,000 a year was very welcome. That's what he did. That's the kind of stuff he did. It was not the only thing. The other thing, you remember that the Republicans took out $32 million from UW so that they couldn't fund DEI. He took out the reference to DEI. So they certainly can do that now. It was going to cost 188 jobs at UW. Took that out. Under the new rules, he couldn't take out the $32 million, but that's still in there. It just says it has to be with the approval of the legislature for what they're going to use it for. And so the UW can keep the money and they'll just say, okay, we're going to use it for, you know, somebody in the physics department. What are they going to say? So Evers did a very skillful job, frankly, in taking a knife to this crazy gerrymandered budget. Yeah, Paul, thanks for calling in as always. We have a lot more to talk to, but we had a lot of great callers today. So we're going to get to it tomorrow and in future segments. Great callers, as always. I appreciate you calling in. Matt Flindereck, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.